This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed. Call me about whatever it is that's on your mind, and that will be the focus of my focus, I guess. I actually sent somebody a text this morning saying, focus, 855-993-7569. Jen, you broke the code. You got on the first without a minimal kind of wait, so let's not keep you waiting any longer than necessary. Tell me how I'm going to help you today.
Hi. I'm trying to figure out how to manage my emotions. I'm married and I'm kind of in this emotional, I don't know, past emotional affair with someone else, and I'm just, it feels like I'm very distracted, and it almost feels like an addiction. So I don't know.
Okay. Let's walk you through, and then let me just have we acted out any of this emotion yet? Have we?
Well, we live like 2,000 miles apart, so we don't
good
see each other much. But I
that's good.
We were just at a conference together last week until I just got back last night, and I will see him again in a couple of weeks for another thing, and then I won't see him again for another half year.
All right. Did anything physical happen at the conference?
Yeah, but nothing. Like just kissing and stuff like that. But
all right. So getting a lot closer to the edge, that is really very safe or smart, yes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
all
and
right.
It's also, like, I feel like there's, like, my rational brain that I really don't care about at all.
Go away, rational brain. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
No,
well, look, but understand that sex is meant to feel that way. It's really intended. It was really invented, if that's the right word, to move us at the speed of light past things we ought not to be moving past at all. It's an urgency.
Yeah.
And because if it wasn't, then if we sort of sat and thought about, do I really want to have kids? You know, do I really want to look like I've swallowed a watermelon for a bunch of months? Do I really want to risk my marriage? Do I think this dude is really cool enough to stick around and be a good dad? Is my marriage that I've invested in really all that valuable? I mean, if we'd thought of all those things, then nobody would ever get into bed with anybody else. So that isn't what sex is meant to do. Sex is meant to bypass all the rules, all the regulations, all the smarts, all the sense of consequence. And the most we can do is hope that somebody will use a condom. And the only reason they use a condom is they've been carrying it with them because they know that sex is going to be an overpowering emotion. So it's not just you, if that makes you feel any better.
Yep.
It also should make you feel slightly more rational in that it's meant to feel that way. So that doesn't necessarily mean that this dude is worth the kind of sacrifices you'd be making where your logical mind comes in. So let's start, believe it or not, with your marriage. I know, less sexy at this moment, but that's going to be the factor that determines where you go from here. So how long have you been married?
So about 18 years.
Okay. How old are you?
I'm 46.
And how old's the dude, your husband?
47.
Okay, you got kids?
Yeah, we've got girls that are preteens.
Okay. What about Mr. Sexy Pants? Is he married or single?
No, he's married as well, and he's sort of the same age, same situation.
Right.
And I mean, both of us are locked into the cities we're in, and neither of us are interested.
So this is kind of one of those things that is ooh, baby, baby, feels like high school, and doesn't really have a whole lot. It's not that either. Well, let me just ask you, let's not assume. Are you sort of planning, even in your fantasy, that the two of you would run off to Paris and live in a garret and never speak to your kids or your in-laws again?
No, I think my fantasies are that we sort of just have this long distance good relationship that nobody ever knew about, that was sort of like a...
Okay, well, let's look at that. All right, let's look at two factors in that. Let's look at the long distance part is probably the safest part, but that no one would know about it. The problem, well, let's not even look at that. Would we sort of be breaking our marriage vows or just texting each other in the middle of the night?
I could easily see it becoming more physical, okay. But we don't okay. see each other very much. It's
okay.
When, like, we've been messaging and everything for about 6 months, and that's all been its own thing. But honestly, when we were together, it kind of felt like that was all that mattered.
Yeah, okay. So let's get to part two, which is nobody would know. People already know. People at the conference are already talking about it. Okay. I mean, and I'm not telling you anything that your logical mind doesn't know. Whenever somebody at the office decides to, I mean, it doesn't even have to be somebody at the office. You know, and I mean, the guys may be a little less attuned, but not that much less attuned, that when one of the women's having marital problems, or she's got a new boyfriend, or she's pregnant, or they're having financial problems, everybody knows. And nobody has to say anything. We're social creatures. We're attuned to one another. So the idea that nobody would ever know about this, and therefore it's safe, is you have to. That's the only really dangerous part of the fantasy. All right. Now understand that fantasies are the discrepancy that can be very useful. They're not the enemy because they can tell us the difference between what we have and what we want. So let's focus on what you got. Tell me a little bit about the strengths in your marriages and, even more importantly, the weaknesses in your marriage right now. So what are the strengths?
We get along well. We're very financially secure. We have a nice life, nice house.
Sounds like a Cocker Spaniel. Okay. Tell me, how often do the two of you have sex?
We pretty much had a sexless marriage for, I'd say, years. And then when I sort of started having the emotional connection with this other guy, it sort of brought the sex back in my marriage, which I found interesting given that I never thought I was I don't know.
Okay, fair enough. But that gets me back to one of my earlier points, which is nobody knows. He already knows. He doesn't know exactly what, but he knows something, right? Because you went from a sexless marriage to a sexy marriage.
Yeah.
All right? So he may suspect, he may not even sort of decide that he wants to know, he just delighted that. So why was the marriage sexless? Was it you or was it him or a combination? Give me some insight into that.
I think it was a combination. I think... I'm not sure if the attraction's there. I'm not sure that the attraction was, like, when we got married, I kind of chose him because he was safe. He was a lot more interested in me. I'd come off a bad relationship, and so he was a friend who was always interested in me, and it was just a very safe thing to do. And,
okay.
So I don't think we were ever sparky with each other.
Are you sparkier now than you've ever been before or not?
Not with him. No. I think we're now a lot more sexual, but it's not.
Okay. Beware the sparkies. But, and I'm just, you know, look, all of us, well, you know, I'd say all of us, for men, it's a little different, but it's still, I'm not sure that they would describe it as sparky. I think they'd probably describe it as hot. But
yeah.
For us, because we're less comfortable with our sexuality, that it is sparky, and there is something that sparky, I think, is, and I'd either say sparky or sparkly, either one, because I think
yeah.
they both describe that kind of fizzy feeling. The problem about fizz is it seldom lasts. Which is not to say that it doesn't have its value and doesn't have some impact. All right, so stay with me and we'll figure out what we do about this, all right? That'll hopefully sort of be not precisely what you want, but also give you most of what you're looking for. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the foods your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat, even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-957-9364. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9364. That's 1-800-957-9364. 1-800-957-9364.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. We're talking with Jen, who's got a dilemma. And the bad news about the dilemma is it's that her grown-up part is saying, the good news about the dilemma is there's a part of her that she didn't even know was still around, which is the high school cheerleader part that's saying, oh, this is cool. And so what we need to do is see if we can't find some resolution between the two. All right. So your sex life, in the last 6 months, do you approach him? Does he approach you? What's the story?
Both.
Okay.
Once they've been integrated.
Is it better? Is it more fun? Are you?
Yeah. I mean, it's, yeah. No, absolutely.
Okay. So what about Mr. Sexy Pants? Do, other than the fact of the little sparkly factor, do we think would your husband is missing? Other than a novelty, yeah. And obviously
no,
novelty is a short-term issue.
He finds me fascinating, and I don't feel invisible, and he compliments
okay.
me. And when my husband and I first got together, you know, he would be very complimentary, and that just sort of dried up. And
okay.
I don't think I've had a physical compliment from him in, I don't know, 15 years. So, other than him.
Okay. All right. Well, those are both really, or all three of them are really important kinds of things of focusing on you, making you feel important, and making you feel pretty.
Mm-hmm.
And they're related, but they're not all the same. So, if your husband could be more physically affectionate, more verbally flattering, and more conversationally connected, would that help?
I don't know if it would.
All right, because here's what I think. Let me give you the umbrella view. All right, then we'll go for the specifics. The world's easiest thing to be is a lover. All right, all you have to do is show up. From the guy's point of view, it's helpful if you have an erection, but they've got Viagra. For a woman's point of view, all you have to do is basically have shaved your legs and be willing. Okay, so it doesn't really require very much at all. A spouse, wow, that's heavy lifting. Because it's day-to-day, it's keeping things alive, it's focusing on somebody enough at a time so they feel important, but not exclusively so you disappear. It's a really complicated task, and when you add things like career and kids. It's not accidental that people fall in lust with people on vacation or conventions or reunions because their time's out of place. I don't think very many people fall in love with, I was going to say roommate, but that's a different kind of issue. Because there is something about doing different stuff and not being as focused on the day-to-day. And a convention is perfect because you already have that in common and nobody goes to all the conferences anyway, and there's nothing sexier than a hotel room and room service. So it's the perfect petri dish for illicit thoughts. And folks, for those of you, I mean, think about vacation sex. You don't have to think about somebody else. Is that almost all couples have better vacation sex than they ever have when they're in the home with the garage and the dog. So understand that it's not hard. I mean, just think about how much sparklier you are, how much more charming you are, how much more focused you are on him, how much more time you take with what you're wearing or new perfume or new underwear with this dude, because it doesn't require very much, and it's fun. All right, so because at some point, here's what you're going to have to do. Having an affair is really dumb because it doesn't give you anything that you really want except momentary jolts of adrenaline. And what you stand to lose, if you look at the cost-benefit ratio, it just really doesn't make any sense. Because assuming no one will know is a fool's wish. It's just not true. People already know. You're likely to lose lifestyle, lose a husband, lose respect, lose your kids, and your friends are going to take sides. And especially even if they love you, and even if they think he's Mr. Dull, having an affair means that you've lost any kind of possible goodwill. So there's a huge amount to lose, income, all sorts of things. But if you feel that this dude, Mr. You know, Sexy Pants, is the one that you're meant to be with, both of you need to take the time, get out of your marriages, do it in an orderly fashion, because people understand divorce. They don't understand adultery nearly as well, nor should they. And if what you've decided is that Mr. 9-to-5 is a sweetie pie and you'll always like him and you're glad he's the father of your children, but you're done, then you get out of the marriage and you wait a little bit of time. He gets, Mr. Sexy Pants gets out, and we'll call him SP from now on, gets out of his marriage, and the two of you have some shot, maybe, at putting together a reasonable relationship. Now, there are a bunch of pitfalls. First of all, the two of you don't really know each other very well, in spite of all the texting. He may get cold feet and decide, you know, affair is one thing, but getting out of his marriage and the economic implications and the social implications, the emotional implications aren't really worth it. So you may find yourself, assuming that you decide that he's really the one, all by yourself at some point.
Yeah, but whatever. Like, I don't see, like, we're just far apart. It would,
okay.
I feel
then,
like ever being an option. It's just sort of a...
it's a fantasy.
Well,
right.
It is a fantasy, and it all, but it also feels very like I got so used to hearing from him all the time, and I, you know, I haven't heard.
The question is, right,
like,
I got it. The question is there a way? And I'll tell you what I think the answer is, but I want your answer first. Is there a way of downsizing the Mr. Smarty Pants so he's, or Sexy Pants, so he's Smarty Pants rather than Sexy Pants, so that it's flirtatious but safe, which means you got to stop the kissing because it's going to get you too close to the edge. All right? You can fantasize about it till your eyeballs roll in your head, but you can't do it because, first of all, everybody knows it's getting too close to the edge, how you'd feel if you felt your husband was kissing somebody else. But that doesn't mean, and you have to be careful about emails because people find those sometimes, but the two of you can be friends, can be essentially platonic friends with a little bit of fizz, which means you have to be... that you have to meet his wife, he has to meet your husband, the two of you, the four of you can hang out together, but you put some safeguards in place so that you can have part of him, but the sexual part you need to let go of because it's too dangerous. And it really is adultery, and not to mention things like sexually transmitted diseases and unwanted pregnancies and, I mean, all sorts of really nasty things. But most importantly, you don't need to go around feeling guilty all the time. And if you think your husband hasn't figured out something's going on, then you're not paying much attention. And so the question is there a way, and I think the safest way, as far as I'm concerned, for you to have your cake and sort of, if not eat it, at least munch on the icing a little bit, is to strengthen your marriage. To say to your husband, you know, the last couple of months have been really great. Hang on. Hang with that thought. And you think about what you could do to strengthen your marriage. We'll be back to you in just a minute. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery, grow your contact list, and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. 303-483-4885 or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Pat Matthews back again to talk about buysellmakeoffer.com. And this time, it's all about selling your stuff online. Here's my son Frank.
I just listed two video games I no longer play, Battlefield Bad Company and Gears of War, and I expect to get $10 each for them real soon.
And was it hard?
Nope. I just set up my free account that's good for 30 days and put them out there for everyone to see.
BuySellMakeOffer.com makes it so easy to sign up and list those things around the house that you no longer need, but somebody else always does. Start your free 30-day trial right now. And remember, there is never a listing fee with BuySellMakeOffer.com. Sell your video games, old vinyl records, furniture, cars, yes, even your home, and so much more. You can even use video and Skype to buy and sell. Join the revolution. Go to buysellmakeoffer.com right now. What are you waiting for?
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, we're talking about not only advice for life, but advice for marriage, especially when you're tempted. And let me just say a couple things about marriage. The problem about letting sex go out of a marriage is that it makes both parties susceptible to exactly what you're feeling susceptible to at this moment, Jen. Is somebody, it's a sparkle factor of somebody paying attention to you, somebody telling you you're pretty or handsome or sexy. And so that marriage really requires a lot more work than being a lover does. Affairs really don't require much work, and that's probably part of their appeal, is that you just sort of feel like you're sliding into them. But once you're in an affair, it takes probably as much effort as a marriage, if not more so, because you have to plan, you have to sneak, you have to lie. And then most of us do have consciences, not to mention an affair can only be an affair for so long, in spite of what was it, same time next year, which was a huge lie. I remember seeing that at the time and thinking, this is a huge lie. It just doesn't work this way. Because if you really care about each other, you long to be together, and sex only makes that longing more profound, not less. So it's opening a door, or opening, you know, a can of worms, whatever metaphor we want to use, that's very hard to close. And once it becomes the sex or the relationship becomes ordinary, I mean, how many affairs have have petered out after they've destroyed a marriage or two. So, and I'm not saying that this guy may not be important to you, but you're already telling me he's not. You're telling me that this is not the practicality of it.
Yeah, no, he's very important to me, but it's just in practical.
Right, but the question is why is he important to you? He's clearly not a life partner.
I don't know. I feel like he's become like my best friend in many ways.
Okay.
I feel like I'm alive again. I feel like
okay. But all right. So my question to you before we took the break is, what could you do to improve your marriage? Because it's not even to get it back to where it was. It sounds like it was never there. But the fact that there's the best sex you've ever had in your relationship in the last 6 months should give you some kind of, number one, hope and some kind of sense that this guy, that both of you on some level would just like the marriage to work. You just like it to wake up one day and feel the same way about your husband that you do about sexy pants. And I'm saying that's possible. What if you said to him, you know, it was really fun being at the conference because people told me how great I looked and, you know, how pretty I looked. And it wasn't even, and I would certainly not say this guy, because your husband's antenna presumably is already somewhat attuned. But say, you know, I think we've both gotten out of the habit of cherishing one another, of complimenting one another. And I'd really like to get back to that, of doing things together, of doing some new things together. I think we've gotten really careless about our marriage, that we count on the compatibility factor and the communality factor. We've got the kids, we've got the house, we've got the dog, got the mortgage. What if we did something fun? What if we took a vacation together? And I don't know, because if you're going to give up this marriage, which it sounds to me you're really not prepared to do, if you're not prepared to give it up, why not make it? Why not, instead of viewing SP as, wow, what if you viewed him as the wake-up call to say, that's what I want from a man. I want someone to tell me I'm pretty. I want someone to compliment me. I want someone to take me out for dinner I've never been before, and I want to try different foods, and I want to try different positions. You've got a perfectly good guy here who's got all the other factors that you want. He's got the stability. He cares about you. You've got the history together. You've got the kids together. So what if we could inject him with kind of emotional Viagra that says, okay, buddy, our kids are going to be out of the house in the next couple of years. We've become sloppy around each other. We've become platonic around each other. That isn't what I want. We're both too young to do that.
Yeah, I struggle to imagine it working, quite honestly.
Well, but the point is,
if you can't
imagine it working, you're not going to do it, number one. And if you can't imagine it working, you are stuck between a rock and a hard place. Because there's a part of you that knows that what this guy is offering is ephemeral for both of you, and what you're offering him is ephemeral. Both of you are tap dancing. Because you're not going to leave your family, you're not going to leave your job, he's not going to leave his family, he's not going to leave his job, which means you've got one shot in the next couple of weeks, which hopefully the two of you will stay out of bed, because it will not make things any easier at all. It will make them much more difficult. And turn this guy into your flirty friend, you know, your high school first love, and say to your husband, and I'd shake him up, and I wouldn't shake him up by saying I was thinking about having an affair, because he'll assume that you did have an affair, and you feel guilty enough about the kisses for him to morph that into full tilt boogie, which benefits neither of you. You didn't even really do it, and he's going to be convinced you did it, and then you're going to feel resentful that maybe you should have. So don't do that. Don't sort of wave SP in front of it. But you can say, you know what, I listened to this woman's program, and, you know, she says that, you know, that we got to work in a marriage, that when's the last time the two of us planned to surprise each other? When's the last time either of us complimented each other? I'll tell you what, I'll start. You know, for the next week, I will try and make you feel like you're the coolest dude on the planet. And either that will work or not work. If it works, then the next week you get to make me feel like the coolest woman on the planet. If it doesn't work, then we need to have a discussion about why it's not working and what would work better. And the two of you may find that there's something here that the two of you have forgotten. or maybe he didn't even have it. But I really think this dude has, Mr. SP, has been sent as a wake-up call to you, because it sounds like you were sleepwalking through your marriage. And marriage takes too much time and too much effort for not to have more emotional payoff that it's having. But that doesn't mean it can't be. And it doesn't have to be all on your shoulders. And, in fact, it shouldn't be all on your shoulders. Just tell him what you want and what you need and ask him what he wants and what he needs. I'm not even suggesting marriage counseling to you at this moment, because I don't think that's where the issue is fundamentally sort of broken. I think the two of you function okay together. It's just you've forgotten how to woo each other. And maybe you never knew. Or maybe you're sort of... I think people have an amazing ability to reconstruct history in an image that makes them feel okay about what they're about to do. My guess is at some point you thought he was really terrific. And those same factors are probably still there, but he needs to know what you need from him. And it may have been that early on in the marriage he'd say, "Wow, you're really beautiful," and you'd say something like most of us say, which is, "No, I'm not." And so he stopped doing it. It may have been they never said it, but it doesn't make any difference what he did or didn't do heretofore. What it makes a difference is going forward. And if you put some serious effort into this, I mean, you spent 15 years with this dude. If by the end of this year you're not feeling significantly different about the marriage, then maybe it's time to jettison this marriage. And I don't think it's Mr. SP, but maybe there's another guy out there who can make you happier for the next 15 years. But why would you not invest 6 months given all the positive that's here and 15 years that you've already put in? I mean, it seems to me, I don't know what kind of work you do, but if it has anything to do with economics, that you take care of your major investment, not one of the sort of minor possibilities.
Yeah. Could I ask you about two other things?
Yes.
You already said, the one is that you said, you know, that people already know, or everybody at the conference sort of knew and was talking about it. Why would you? Is it just
the same way, you know, the same way that when your girlfriend is all of a sudden sort of perkier, or there are little sparkles, or people pretend to ignore each other? I mean, think about office affairs that you've seen, or it doesn't even have to be office affairs. Think about your daughters, that you know what's going on with them without them even telling you, especially when you're paying attention. And at conferences, everybody pays attention.
Okay.
And the question is, what do you do about it? And the answer is nothing. Because that they will take their cues from you. If you seem guilty, then they'll be perfectly willing to accept that something's happened. If not, you'll be yesterday's news soon enough. What's the other thing?
The other is I find I'm quite obsessive about this
sure.
guy, and like I'm, you know.
I mean, you're gonna think about him. That's the whole point. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, so here's what you're gonna do. I would make it. What kind of work do you actually do? What's your field?
Education.
Okay. You've got four classes on the same subject and one on something else. The one on something else is the one you know the least about, so it's going to take some effort and some work. But the four that you're already teaching are the ones that you want to keep fresh, because those are the ones that are your primary source of income and reinforcement. So let me put you at home. We'll come back with the formulation. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
On Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an
an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Vaping enthusiast, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A two-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, we're talking with Jen, and she's saying, okay, realistically, if I want to work on a marriage, I'm still sort of checking my email all the time and texting and thinking about this dude. What do I do? And I'm saying, well, okay. I'm not even suggesting you don't do that. I'm just suggesting that you keep track of for every one time you text him, you do three things with respect to your marriage to make it better. And just so it's not a matter of either or, because what we're really trying to do is shift the balance from this kind of lumpen marriage that has essentially no sparkle to this unknown quality that is a guy sort of throwing sparkle in your eyes. And giving them that up is unrealistic to a certain extent, but you can understand what it is and what it's not. And as I said, invest in where your major assets lie. and see if you can't do something about that. And it, as if that, if you can make that marriage less lumpen, if you can make him more responsive, if you can make yourself more responsive, if it turns out to be more fun, if he plans a surprise date, or you have to figure out a surprise date or something that he might enjoy, then you've shifted your focus, because I don't think your marriage is giving you much. It's not giving you much stimulation right now, and you're not giving it much thought. If you can shift that, then Mr. Sparkly is going to loom less large, and you're going to be able to make better decisions and look at it more realistically. Because right now it just seems really sparkly and fun and a huge respite from the kind of grayness. It's like that's in Technicolor and your marriage is in black and white. Well, but your marriage doesn't have to be in black and white. You really can. And I would start on that today, because you've got until the next convention. But going to bed, and I would convince yourself that no matter what you do, you can't go to bed with this guy. You need to give it more time than that. It's just too dangerous to you. And the guilt factor. And if you want to get out of your marriage, get out of your marriage in an orderly fashion. This guy clearly cannot offer you any long-term anything except sparkle, but he may be able to be a friend. And if the two of, and it may even be able to be a flirtatious friend. I'd be careful about emails, because people discover them and they get their feelings hurt. But if you can stay out of bed with this guy, you can flirt your brains out with him. If I were you, I wouldn't be alone with him too much. And then it's going to be a while before the two of you are together, and you have that space to really work on your marriage. But I'd say work on your marriage today and make yourself the commitment that, and ask him, say, look, if you have any affection for me, don't be seductive. There's already that huge attraction. And it's just not healthy for either of us right now, because we're going to be apart for the foreseeable future. And if the two of us are really going to go into a full tilt boogie affair, we should probably both think about what the consequences are. In the meantime, we really need to not put either of us in that kind of jeopardy. And it is jeopardy. Mm-hmm. I mean, look, think about how both excited and lousy you feel about the kissing. And that's kissing.
Yeah, I don't.
And,
it's funny. I don't even feel lousy about it so much as just it's an absence. And that's. I think I feel lousy that I don't feel lousy.
Well, but kissing. I mean, kissing. We do to a lot of people. Sex. We don't. Sex is really breaking. I mean, once you exchange body fluids, you're in a whole different ballgame, so to speak.
Yeah.
Think of what you tell your daughters.
Yeah.
So see if you can put some boundaries in place for the next thing. Work. See if you can shake up your husband. And I would not be passive about it, and I would not be sad about it. I would just say, you know what, this is stupid. That we neither need to make this marriage significantly more fun for both of us, or just let it go. Because both of us are too young to be 90-year-old people in a marriage. I mean, we're in our 40s, not our 90s. And I want you to surprise me. I want to surprise you. I want you to tell me that I'm beautiful and mean it. I want to focus on you and compliment you. We've gotten really careless about this. We focus on everything but each other, and I won't have it anymore.
Yeah.
So we get. It's a project. I mean, think about having that challenged student that you know underneath that sullen little attitude is a really good brain, and you're gonna inspire that kid if it's the last thing you do. So treat this as a project.
And what do I do when I'm feeling obsessive and I haven't heard from...
Well, when you haven't heard from, that's easy. Go and focus on your marriage.
Yeah.
And make the ratio that we don't text each other. And you don't have to make it the rule for him. You can ask him for some compliance. And you're going to learn a lot about him for when you ask for some compliance, when you say, you got to promise me we're not going to hit the sheets. And if he says, oh, well, you're so seductive, I'm not sure I can promise that, then he's a user, because he's not considering you or even his wife or anybody else. He's just focusing on his own needs. If he said, yeah, you're right, it's going to be hard, but you're absolutely right, we ought not to do this, then you have the potential for a stand-up kind of guy who may, in fact, be your friend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, promise him anything, give him Chanel. And he's perfectly willing to Chanel you. Which doesn't mean necessarily he's a bad guy, but give him a chance to be a not bad guy.
Yeah. Yeah. No,
and give your husband a chance to sort of show you Because he may not know how, or he may have felt like no matter what he said, it wasn't good enough, or that you really haven't ever loved him. So my guess is if your husband disappeared from your life, you would miss him much more than Mr. Sexy Pants. And that's part of what to get in touch with. And if none of this works, then I would encourage you to try a trial separation. Because either you have no feelings for your husband and he really has minimal for you, at which point, two of you, you're too young to be in this kind of relationship. Or you do and you haven't discovered them. So for right now, I give you permission to fake it. That saying, look, I want us to have a really good marriage. I want to feel like you think I'm sexy and pretty and that you can hardly wait to be around me. And I want you to plan sexy dates so the two of us can't keep our hands off each other. You do it for 1 week. I'll do it for the next week. Or I'll do it this week. You do it next week. But, you know, I'm tired of being in this kind of gray, icky, dead marriage. It's not fun. I want to have more. I want to have us to have. I want us to have more fun. See where you get.
Yeah.
Okay, but you got to throw your heart and soul into it, because at the beginning it's Anne and the King of Siam. You whistle a happy tune and not only fool everybody else, you fool yourself. You can't go into it half-heartedly. You've got it because you have nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Yeah.
There aren't that many situations in life where we have nothing to lose and everything to gain. This is one of them. Grab it.
Okay.
All right?
Well, thank you. This has been helpful to hear it. And
well, you can download it.
Loud.
Yeah, good. You can download it in a little bit and play it over and over when you're tempted. Right? Or send it to him. Send it to him. Because you know what? You'll have an instant litmus test. If he says, oh, she doesn't know what she's talking about. It's never been like this for me before. This guy is a user. He's a predator. If he says, well, you're right. You know, let's stay away from each other. Let's make sure that, you know, we only have lunch and 14 other people around. Then he has the potential of being somebody important in your life.
Okay.
All right? There aren't very many litmus tests that are that clear either. Trust me, I blew up things in chemistry lab. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.